is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand.
Ah, good evening, my faithful audience. You're listening to Candanique Delaval. I'm here on Guardian Radio 96.9 Fresh News, Smart Talk All Day. And you're listening to some Stand By Me. You know, I love me some golden oldies, and that's what I grew up on. So, you know, that's what I like. That's all I know. But this evening, we're going to have a different type of conversation. We're going to have a conversation about leadership and visibility, but more so leadership. And then we'll segue into visibility. Good evening, Bahamas, and welcome to Kenny's Corner. I am your host, Candanique Delaval. Tonight, we're diving into a topic that affects every home, every workplace, church, community, and nation. We're talking about leadership. When we hear the word leader, many of us immediately think of politicians, CEOs, pastors, principals, or managers. But in leadership, is it a title, who you are? Is it about influence? What is leadership? Leadership is not simply being in charge. The ability to inspire, to guide, to empower, and to serve others towards a common goal. It isn't about, oh, I'm in charge. It's about empowering someone else. Some of the greatest leaders have never held public office. They've never sat in a boardroom or stood behind a podium. They were mothers raising children, fathers sacrificing for their families, teachers shaping their minds, coaches building confidence, and community leaders creating change. Tonight, we will ask the difficult questions, because I believe if you have the difficult questions, if you conquer and confront the question and the communication will be better. We want to talk tonight about what truly happens with leaders. How do we truly lead? Or do we simply have people occupying positions? Is leadership different for men and for women? I think that it is. Society often celebrates leadership different depending on who's leading. Men are often praised for being decisive and assertive, while women are expected to be nurturing and collaborative, and sometimes seen as aggressive. Yet true leaders transcend gender. Can anyone be a leader? The answer may surprise you. Not everyone will hold leadership titles, but everyone is capable of influence. So, Bahamas, tonight, we're going to have the conversation whether we're developing enough leaders or what our culture teaches us leadership looks like. Do we just gravitate to the people we like, whether they are doing right or wrong, but because we like them, we encourage the foolishness? Listeners, I have your questions. Texters, I have some of your questions. Do you believe the Bahamas is currently enough for strong leaders? Why or why not? What quantifies you as a leader? This evening, we have HR specialist, HR strategist, leadership consultant, Miss Simone Elbow. Now, I have a disclaimer. All right. You all know I get kicked out of sack, right? And so when I got kicked out of St. Augustine's, I went to St. John's. And I know this woman as Miss Bo.
Yes.
Miss Bo. She would have seen me every day, probably, in the office, because that's where I spent my first year. Miss Bo, could you Did you ever think I was not going to be in jail? Like, I remember Mr. Cox. Mr. Cox said, Kendika, you're going to be in jail. You're going to go to jail. Listen, Mr. Cox. Mr. Cox said, me and my brother for jail. Like,
what?
Yes.
No, man.
I can stand Mr. Cox.
But, old school teachers, man. They old school.
And then Mr. Jordan definitely said I was going to jail. And he was a Jamaican teacher. He said, I can see you right now incarcerated. I say, yeah, Jordan, everything cool. Oh, man. But we've come a long way.
A long way. I was actually thinking about that on my way here.
Yes, Miss Mo. I don't know if I could call you Simone.
Yes, of course you can. We're so far away from those days.
My God. Miss Bo. St. John's.
And the young lady downstairs said the same thing. Miss Bo.
Yes.
She said,
that's all we know
20
you
years. 20 years ago.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Bo, how are you doing today?
I am well. I'm happy to be here with you.
I am happy to have you here with us.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Let the record reflect.
Oh, my God.
Despite whatever they may have said to you in those years.
Oh, my God.
Your evolution makes me very proud.
Thank you, Miss Bo. I appreciate that. Now, Miss Bo, I want you to tell our listening audience, for those that may be living under a rock and don't know who you are, just tell them who you are for me, please. I'm never going to die.
I'm an island girl at heart, descended from Exuma and Long Island and Eleuthera. Exuma on my dad's side and Eleuthera, Long Island on my mom's side, and very much a nationalist. And as I was reflecting on Father's Day and thinking about my father, I realized how much of him and his passions I've taken on. And so I'm truly an advocate for thriving workplaces, environments where people can grow and contribute safely and healthily. And I am an advocate for exceptional leadership.
Okay.
And so I love the lead up that you shared opening the show, because that's a great foundation for us to have a conversation.
Absolutely.
That is where I am really passionate now. Okay. I think over the last 6 years, I've shifted gears into really looking at leadership and how can we improve leadership, because that has a direct correlation on the environment that people have to work in.
Okay.
And so my background, of course, as you know, is in education. And then I transitioned into government, actually, for a while, in youth development, and then into human resources.
At
Baker's Bay in Abaco. Yes. I had 7 years living over there. And
that must have been awesome.
That was awesome.
Listen,
it was a great experience.
I think for all intents and purposes, right, I was driving here today and my spirit was kind of low, like I was saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call this morning that I had to come in and remove my mom as benefactor from one of my insurances. And it took took extremely long, longer than I had anticipated. I thought I would have just been able to walk in, change it, and walk back out. But she didn't come in on time. The customer service was inundated with other persons. And as I was driving here, I just felt low. And I said, you know, something I blow. Like, I am really exhausted mentally. And in me thinking that, I was saying to myself, I don't know. And I don't know if it was the Holy Spirit coming around the eight-legged roundabout. Just like, don't give up. My loftier goal was to, or is to, one day become the director of tourism, right? Mm-hmm. And as I was listening to T.D. Jakes coming here, and he spoke about the famine is over. And maybe God has a different plan for me in terms of tourism, or just a different plan in general. But the long and the short of it, in driving here, I realized I can't just give up the ghost. I just have to keep forging on. Mm-hmm. And I want to find out from you, do you think in our community, in our culture, people jump from job to job or from place to place because they haven't found themselves or they haven't found the right fit? Colonel Saunders at 65, Ronald Reagan at 79. I mean, maybe it takes time to mature and time to grow. Do you think our culture facilitates growth, or do you think we're just jumping from place to place to place? And we people don't leave jobs; they leave bad leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell me what your mindset is on that.
That is a loaded question.
Yeah.
Our country, as beautiful as it is,
yes,
when it comes to the workplace, it's very difficult.
Yes.
It's very challenging. And especially if you are a person who thinks out of the box, or you're innovative, you want to do things, you want to change, transform, it's almost as if you don't have a place here. It's almost as if your norm is to be mediocre, to just go with the flow, to be the yes person, to agree with everything that's going on, and keep your head down, keep your job, and live your life outside of work. And that's a dangerous place for us to be, because we won't ever grow and innovate in that way. Work is where we spend the majority of our time.
Exactly.
And so people may criticize the younger generation, but they have no fear about asking for what they want.
Asking for more.
And so they would come in, they would be at the interview asking, hey, what more is there for me? Like, I could come into this role, but I don't want to end up in this role. So that whole era of having to pay your dues, and you got to put in 15, 20, 30 years climbing up the rough side of the mountain to get somewhere, like, those days are gone.
Okay.
You know, and it doesn't mean that we must circumvent process, because process is important.
Of course.
As you talked about, you know, sometimes it does take time. Sometimes mm-hmm. we are our own worst enemy, our own hindrance to our progress,
okay.
because there are certain things we have to learn and grow
okay.
in. But I think the environment also has to be conducive for that growth to happen.
I think for me, right, looking from a broader spectrum, you and I have worked on one or two projects in the last 5 years together mm-hmm. very, very closely. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a micromanager, but I do over-communicate. And I like to over-communicate, so there's no in-between. You'll never say, she did not tell me. You will never have that opportunity. But I think for our culture, the workplace sometimes can be extremely toxic. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to be gender biased, but where there are lots of females, it has a tendency to be very catty. Mm-hmm. You can say when you work for men, it's a little bit different, but having a mix of men is different. But when you have some women as leaders at the top, they stagnate you. Mm-hmm. They would have empowered you, but they see that you're moving, but they feel a particular type of way. And that tries to break your spirit, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. How do you navigate that type of situation? How do you navigate that?
It's funny you should say that, because when you were talking about those leadership qualities, I was sitting here thinking to myself that those qualities are gender neutral.
Okay.
Right? Because it doesn't mean that because you're a man, you're to be direct, and because you're a woman, you're to be nurturing to,
right.
or emotional, as they like to term women, right? And so I think that you're right. You're right in the dynamic that's created at work. And some of my worst experiences have been with women in leadership.
I prefer to work in silo. I prefer to work in a closed environment with the door closed. And then I come together, let's congregate for our ideas. But I would prefer to be alone.
Yeah, it's tough. And that's why you find people don't want to really work in teams. That's why this whole thing of visibility that we're going to talk about, people just don't want the hassle
of having
to deal with people. That's why people were so happy to be able to work remotely. I don't have to deal with all this office foolishness.
Simone, we didn't learn anything in COVID.
Nothing.
Because we were still productive. We learned nothing. And I think when you learn to work in remote locations, I could get my child to school. I could give you 8,000 hours. Just let me get her to school and pick up. Let me be there for her for the things that she needs.
Exactly. And weren't we working more?
We were working more, and we had more productivity.
Mm-hmm.
I know their children are already out of the system, so they don't care about what we're going through.
Yeah.
Or they don't have children at all, and they double don't care.
Exactly.
You understand?
Exactly.
And it's so detrimental.
And I find that they are also resentful
because
if you have things going on outside of work.
Simone.
Oh, my gosh.
Simone.
When you're entrepreneurial,
Simone,
it's a problem.
I legitimately had another woman say to me, I will give you this job, you know, but you have to stop mommy hustle.
Yes.
I said, I will pick peas before I stop mommy hustle.
Listen to me. My sister fussed me all the time. She's my oldest sister. And she would say, now you got to stop doing some of these things
and
focus on it.
No.
No.
No, that Simone, if you look in the grocery store, right, there are numerous ketchups.
Mm-hmm.
You have Heinz, you have Hunt's, you have all of these different mm-hmm. ketchup. There's space for us.
That's right.
In every sphere.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have to conform to fit into mm-hmm. what you want me to fit into, because, like, and I will draw a conclusion or assimilation. My daughter graduated 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
ago.
Mm-hmm.
Simone, that's the only child Abraham give me. You understand? And they know that I'm a Junkanoo mom or a Junkanoo person. So what you thought was going to happen for when she walked out the door? What you thought? And she graduated with honors. Whether she graduated with a F minus or a D plus,
mm-hmm.
some Junkanoo was going to run that mm-hmm. afternoon. You cannot allow people to put you in a box.
Yeah.
You have to do what is best for you. And the right people will come. God will send destiny helpers.
Yeah.
It will come.
Yeah.
And I think if there were more of us out there advocating for it, things would be a little bit different.
It would be different.
But we're so weird.
We are. And you know what it boils down to? It boils down to
men and girls, adult men and girls.
Yeah.
My mother told me before she left this earth many, many times. My mother told me, married of things, but two things stuck out with me throughout my entire life. Don't you ever sit in the back of no place you go, and don't let nobody tell you no, you know what.
Mm-hmm.
And that has stuck with me, Simone. Mm-hmm. If I go someplace, I sit in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I go on straight to the front.
But you know, that's what I was thinking about you on my way here, you know. I was like, wow, you know, you have always had the same character. No, I don't even mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a good way, because
right.
you were always bold and very self-assured, confident. Like, you knew who you were from an early age, like,
but
from a teenager.
But my parents never said to me, you have to be anybody else. And keep in mind now, I'm the only child until my brother came. So I went to the football field with Daddy. I went in the Junkanoo Shack with Daddy. I went to the bank with Mummy. And so, and my mother always said, well, when we see Mummy, my mother was the tallest person in any room.
Yeah, I remember your
so
mom.
So, I scare you.
Right. And some people cannot handle that.
Yeah.
And you know what it is? It's because you are a mirror to them. And so you reflect back to some people what they wished they were. I have been in interviews where women, because they know, you know, I have consultancy and whatnot. Oh, could you be a team player?
What
could
does
you
that
come
mean?
In and work full time? All these little nasty little questions that have nothing to do with
what we come
the job
to
at hand, or am I able to do the job? It was all these little personal jabs.
Yes.
I remember that I was at an interview, and the yes. interviewer was such a bubbly personality. She took me to lunch in the staff cafeteria at the place. And these ladies came, and one of them knew me because I had done some work for the company as a part-time trainer.
Right.
So she knew me, and she was like, what you doing here? You know, and the lady who interviewed me, she was all bubbly. Oh, we just interviewed, and she's wonderful. And you know what that woman said?
No.
She said, oh, Simone, who can't keep no job? Or who don't stay on no job? That's what she said. As I'm sitting there with this recruitment director, another female who left a job to be at that job.
But Simone, what that mean? What does that mean when you say don't stay on a job? But Simone, is that because you saw something else?
Everything was an advancement for me.
Right.
So when you met me at St. John's, I was there for 4 years.
Right.
That was in the place where I wanted to be. I actually wanted to be at the Bahamas Hotel Training College.
Okay.
And the executive director there didn't hire me. He said I didn't have any teaching experience. And so I was an Anglican at the time, and I ended up applying for that opening, and I got in there.
Okay.
In the course of me going there, though, I had applied to a newspaper,
mm-hmm.
and they had required me to write an article.
Okay.
I wrote an article about my experience, just coming home from college, getting these doors slammed in my face, dream shattered, all these different things. They published the article. And so the new executive, fast forward now 4 years, the new executive director remembered the article. And I had her daughter in my class at St. John's.
My God.
And she came back and said, do you still want to come? And I had to now pray, because I was like, hey,
Right.
You know, I had, like you talked about that dream. Mm-hmm. I had to remember, this was my dream.
Exactly.
I may have detoured, but this is where I wanted to be.
Understood.
So after real deep prayer and, you know, wrestling with it, because I didn't want to leave the students. I loved the students.
Right.
I decided to go. And so it elevated me. I taught now at the technical vocational level, at a junior college level.
Wow.
And I was exposed to so much.
Right.
This is where I was exposed to human resources and getting certifications. And now I started training for Bahama Hosts and really spreading my wings.
Understood.
Right? So this is what growth means. And I always have a personal mantra. Sometimes you have to go to grow.
Absolutely.
Especially if you've maxed out your opportunities. Now, if I wanted to be a career teacher and stay and hope and pray that maybe I could become a senior mistress, maybe I could become a vice principal or head of department or whatever, then that's fine. But that was not my path.
That is not
your passion. So I couldn't stay there because what is going to look good if I stayed there for 10, 15 years?
We ain't doing that.
That doesn't work.
Now, Simone, let me at least get it. Two questions and we're going to jump right into your visibility. Yeah. Now, this is a question. Do men and women lead differently or is leadership universal?
I think leadership in and of itself is universal. As I mentioned to you before, those characteristics that you talked about, they are gender neutral. Now, some are attached to genders because genders do act differently in certain contexts. And here's what I mean. So sometimes men would lead differently simply because they tend to be, some men, tend to be a bit more logical in the way that they think and approach things, right? And so they may get to a decision differently than a woman may do, right? But again, this is all stereotypical because I've worked for men who have been what we describe as a laissez-faire leader, right? A hands-off, whatever, ain't really into much. Male leaders who have been very direct and, you know, let's get it done. But I've also worked for women who are like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think leadership is universal. I think that there are certain qualities and characteristics that any leader should portray. It's just that our gender leans to certain things. So women will bring compassion and all that. But I've seen compassionate men too.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that female leaders are judged more harshly than male leaders in our society? For example, look at Madam Speaker. If it were a man, okay, we can't ask that question. Let me just cut this and ask this. Are female leaders judged more harshly than male leaders in our society?
I think they are held to a higher standard. I agree. And I didn't even see this for myself at first.
Mm.
One of my male team members told me this. When we were at a job together and it was so toxic. It was so difficult, so challenging. And I was just adjusting. You know, that's what we do.
We adjust.
Right? We just adjust and we just roll with the punches. Stressed right out, but adjusting. And he made this remark. He said, you know, your predecessor who was male didn't have to go through all of this.
Wow.
And I didn't think about it until he said it. And I was like, wow, that's very profound. And I said, that's really true.
Mm.
Like, there was this pressure to perform at a different level, and actually more work was piled on. It was like, as fast as you could do this one thing, you need to do this and this and this and this.
Mm. Mm.
And then after I left that organization, half of the things that they were making me do, they don't do anymore.
Culture shock or just organizational shift?
I don't know. So it makes me wonder if it was
a question.
Because they hired a male in replacement and wasn't doing those things.
But this texter that asked the question, when you look at how they're very, very hard on Madam Speaker and they hold Madam Speaker to a different tunnel. But if it were a man, would it be the same thing? I think we have to look at how we see leadership laterally, because it should be, like you say, it should be a gender neutral situation. We're going to be right. You want to say something?
Yeah, on to that point, I think though that male or female, if there are rules of conduct, that they should be followed by everybody.
There should be SOP for that.
Correct.
Do we have a caller, Chris? Let me see if we can take the call, and then if not, then we will take a quick break, Simone.
Okay.
Let's see. All right, we have a caller. Good evening, caller. You're on.
Hi, good afternoon, Ms. Rapopompom. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful.
Good.
Thank you. How are you?
Yes.
Good evening.
I'm going to call since you had mentioned about Madam Speaker.
Yes.
I think I have a real close relationship with her.
Yes.
But I think some of her biggest enemies in the House of Assembly is really the women. Not really the men.
Okay.
You know, okay. I talk with her a lot. As a matter of fact, I spoke with her less than an hour since calling the show.
Yes.
But I think her biggest thing is men. Some men are be afraid to be led by a woman.
Yes, yes.
I feel quite funny, too, when my boss was a woman. And, you know, when she is the boss, the water or the truck, usually the male boss will grab the 5-gallon bottle of water and throw it on the water meter and everything. But she couldn't do that.
Understood.
You see what I'm saying? Certain things a woman can do. It's like, okay, it's like I drew an illustration the other day. It's like a 150-pound woman, 4'5". 150-pound man, 4'5". But that man still could lift more than that woman.
Yes.
You know, that man still could do more than that woman. But, and another, you know, I stray away, Ms. Delaware. You know, I stray away sometimes.
Yes, that's okay. I understand.
It's like a woman. I don't understand why a real woman, mm-hmm. I have to say it like that,
okay.
would want to be equal with a man.
Understood.
Equal with her husband. Equal with the man on the job. Because if you're equal with me on the job, then time to go 6 feet up in the air. You got to go. I ain't going for you.
But,
if you want to be equal to me, if you ain't going to show me my... But even the Bible has it designed for men to be leaders.
But let me ask you this question, though. The Bible does have a design for men to be leaders, but I think we pick and choose what we want to look at in the Bible. Back then, women didn't have to go to work either. We stayed home. We reared the children. There was cattle.
Well, Madam,
yes, sir.
I cut a deal with my wife. My wife is now gone on.
Yes,
but
sir.
I cut a deal with her, and I told her, the first son you ever have for me,
you stay home.
You never got to work again in life.
Okay.
Never.
Okay.
And God had it fixed. Maybe wanted her to work a little longer, so my first child was a girl.
Okay, stay home.
I cut a deal. Now, then, 6 years later, she got pregnant again. And she had a boy.
Right.
And up from that boy born, and... Then my wife died, he was 11. And our only job was to make sure he get to school and make sure he look handsome. Do you know, my wife never took my son to the barber in his whole life.
Right.
Never took my son to the barber.
Okay.
Then I was in the hospital and his hair needed to get cut. One of his uncles would take him.
Yes. Understood.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But I strayed off a little. But the men, a lot of men can't handle being led by women.
Yeah.
But it's so dominant now, the man that leave the home, so the son in the house with the mother. The man go to a school, a whole primary school, you get one male teacher in a whole school.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And then when you go to church now, the woman they're preaching now. So
my
the man,
goodness.
The young boy, just surrounded by women.
He's just surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you. We are going to take a quick break. You're listening to Kenny's Corner here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day.
Your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love. Then you softly leave, and it's me you need to show. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to learn.
always on the go? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Today.
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that?
Again.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best. Everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Sunday morning. Boy, Chris, you playing this music. It's another sexy Tuesday, Chris. Boy, Chris know when Tuesday come, the music gotta be right. And Chris gets it right every single time. I only have to tell Chris this what type of mood I'm in. Chris, these are my two songs. And then Chris gets the rest of the songs together. I have to say thank you to my engineer, Chris. I thank you. And you have to let me meet this girl, Chris. One day. All right. Now, we have a I have a question for you, Simone, and this question reads, let me ask this one here. Can someone be a leader without having a title?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have informal and formal leaders, right?
Okay.
So those informal leaders are people who, you talked about earlier, have influence. They may not have a title. But they could pull that crowd or they could pull decision makers. I had an example of that. I was, again, on a job and was supposed to transfer into somewhere else. And the messenger came to me one day.
Always a messenger.
And said, hey, I could talk to you for a minute. I said, sure. He said, so I hear you supposed to go such and such. And I
jaw drop, right?
I'm like, how you know that? It's supposed to be this top secret little deal supposed to be happening.
Right.
He said, well, a board member reached out to me and asked me about you.
Okay.
Right? A messenger?
Messenger.
Okay.
Okay.
So that is influence. That yes. means that that board member who's at the top of the food chain
yes.
trusts this person's judgment enough to ask
about you.
About me.
Okay.
And what I was like to work with. So you don't have to have a title. And that's why people will draw toward the people who they know are the power players.
Gravitate towards
right?
you.
You have yes. power players.
Yes.
I remember a friend of mine, when she went into HR, she made some of her hiring decisions based on what her assistant said. If the assistant came into her office and say, don't bother with this one. This one was rude coming in, didn't speak to me properly or whatever. Then she didn't hire them. Now, you may be coming in the office thinking, oh, this is just a receptionist. This is just a secretary.
Or just the janitor.
Just the janitor. You don't know who they are. And you don't know who influence that they have.
You don't know.
Leadership is about influence. It's about self-leadership, first of all. You know, people who have leadership capability are people who see solutions.
Yes.
They don't see problems.
Yeah, let's get the solution out. Mm-hmm. Let's get the solution out. And I think leadership, too, has a lot to do with your introspection as a person.
Yes.
Because if you're a leader, it should never dim your light for somebody else that you would have assisted to pursue something loftier.
That's right.
That should say to you, damn, I helped this person
That's
move
right.
ahead.
That's right. That's right.
Not stop Mami Asala, I have a problem with you doing Mami Asala. Stop
Correct.
Simone Elbow. Because I have a problem with you doing Simone Elbow.
Correct.
Like, what type of woman are you?
Because you only give me your all.
But your work for, but my work for you has never been late. Simone work for you never been late. But this is, but these are, they say again, we glorify and we like the people that we like. But we never say to them, what you are doing is nonsense.
Correct. And we have a lot of that around here. People who are, and I feel like oftentimes we feel like we're in the story of the emperor with no clothes.
We are in the story of the emperor with no clothes. Are we in Animal Farm?
Something. Because we all gloss over some realities that we need to pull the cover off and say, this is not appropriate. And we have to stop elevating people who are not exemplifying what it means to be a great leader.
Foolishness.
So it's either what's in it for me. So I don't really care how you treat people. I don't really care if you're doing the work or not. If I have other people doing the work for me and this and that, whatever. They don't care about any of that. Beginning.
But, you know, sometimes they get in, and whether it be politics or whether it be civic organizations, they get in and they start to drink their own Kool-Aid because they forget how they got there. They forget that they were once on the outside mm-hmm. looking in.
That's right.
Simone, I want you to talk to me about visibility. I know that you're doing something
yes.
next month. On the mm-hmm. Is it the 2nd?
On the 2nd,
The
yes.
2nd of July.
Mm-hmm.
Simone, talk to me about what you're doing. Tell me what's going on. Like how when we threw the corner at you, Mason. What's going on? Tell me what's going on.
So this whole theme of visibility. So for me and my platform, every month I have a theme. And
okay.
everything that I post about will be centered around that theme.
How long have you been doing this?
I have been doing that now for well over a year.
Okay, okay.
A focused thematic posting, very strategic and intentional. Right?
Intentional is my word for 2026.
Yes.
Intentional. And I do, and I think, I know that this, some people may feel a way about it, right? But I take everything personally because we're adults.
Yeah.
And so if you do something to me or you're doing something in my presence, you meant doing that
mm-hmm.
because you are an adult.
Mm-hmm.
We must be intentional about how we facilitate ourselves. I'll be 50 on Thursday.
What?
Yes. So let's be intentional about how we handle things.
Hey, that's right. And the older you get, the more intentional you get.
And the less time you have for foolishness.
For foolishness. Now I see why the old people is just talk off the top of their head.
Because they have no resolve.
Listen.
I done passed this.
No. So anyway, in March, you know, we celebrated International Women's Day. And so I know I have mixed feelings about it, but anyway,
I won't even start. But anyhow,
but it created opportunities for me to go to a couple of organizations to either speak or to facilitate panel discussions, things like that. And one of the things that I noticed was that so many of the persons in the room had a challenge with visibility.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
And I think we have a lot of people who are introverts. a lot of people who are very hardworking. And I think a lot of it has to do with our culture as well, how we've been raised, right? So we may not all have been raised in a home like yours, where you were encouraged to be yourself, right? We may be in that kind of home that says, speak when you're spoken to, right?
Oh, no,
keep
no,
your head down.
No, 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 Donna and Kendall, no, Simone. It was speak when you're spoken to, answer when you're told, but mommy also believed in, I bring you in and I will take you out. Like, watch what you say, Kenra. But my mother was very, very strict. Mm-hmm. Mommy run the place with violence. Now, daddy, he can let you get away with anything. Oh, what your mother say, Kenra? And he like, but mommy didn't play.
Iron fist.
Mommy did not play. And she used to tell you, I from Milton Street, you know, girl, don't play with me.
That's just where you get your gags the from.
I feel so, Simone.
It's true. It's the truth. But it was surprising to me how many people shy away from. And this isn't just having a social media presence. I think a lot of people, when they hear visibility,
they think
it's about social media and being out there and filming your whole life and putting your whole life online and all that stuff.
No,
that's not all that it is. Right. But visibility is also, as the Bible say, letting your light shine. What does that mean?
You
talked about that earlier, right?
Yeah, how you show up in space.
It's how you show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are shrinking back at work, right? Because they don't want to speak up. And it doesn't mean that you're being a revolutionary.
Right.
Speaking up could just be talking about your ideas.
Right.
Talking about your opinion. And so when we know we're in a toxic environment is when speaking up is discouraged, when people don't feel safe. We talk about it in well-being and health and safety at work, psychological safety, where people feel like I'm not going to be retaliated against because I speak my mind. I have an opinion.
Does it have anything to do with emotional intelligence, though?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because it's about reading the room.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So it isn't just about blurting out whatever is on your mind. It's also about understanding the dynamics, the politics, the influence, the power players, the, you know, the decision makers and the timing and what I like to call being a strategist. You know, I loved that Denzel Washington movie, The Equalizer. And it just, for me, brought home how operatives would watch sometimes for years before they make a move.
That's what
being a strategist is.
Almost a lurker, like we call
it. Almost like you watching.
I watching. I see you. I peep your
scene. I see what's going on. Yes. Just because I see, don't mean I have to talk everything.
Yes.
It's information. It's data for me to now build my strategy on my next move.
Well, you know, in psychology, you have to see things 7 to 18 times in order for you to recognize it on a lateral playing field, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I find that visibility, for me, in my mind, visibility is not so much what I see, but visibility is how you show up in a space.
Yes.
I think when you think visibility, you think brand appeal,
mm-hmm.
you think your target audience, and you mm-hmm. think a spectrum of people that you want to be associated with.
Correct.
And envisionment and manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
My life, because I feel like if I'm my authentic self, I don't have to pretend to be nobody else.
Correct.
And I don't have to remember if I tell you a lie or not.
Correct.
So my mother always said, Kenra, they gonna jealous me. They gonna jealous flipping me when I reach. Well, just use a couple little words in between there. So like when you show up, you show up with intent.
Yes.
You make the appointment to get your makeup done.
Yes.
You make sure you have a fresh haircut. I mean, well, in my case, a fresh haircut, right?
You talk to fellas too.
Nicely groomed, a nice mm-hmm. suit. And mm-hmm. it doesn't have to cost you $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Simone, I's a Timu girl, you know, I's be on Timu. I's be in Ross, digging through the little thing.
Listen to me, Ross is the joint.
Now, of course, you get your couple little pieces from Ann Taylor's socks with, right? But you have to use your dollar wisely.
Exactly.
And I think that visibility is also credibility.
Correct.
But in the right space.
Correct.
You can't say you want to be a corporate investor or a corporate space holder, but you in the back of the yard.
Exactly.
Or you have a back in the yard mentality. There's exactly. a time and place for everything.
Exactly.
Do we have a call, Chris? Caller, good evening. You're on.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
No, you got to be very special to have me call on a Tuesday.
Hi.
Because Tuesday is my day to go and put in my steps to get 10,000 steps.
Well, put in your steps while you're talking to us on this radio.
That's all right. This is Super Tuesday for me. Super Tuesday for me.
All right.
I'm getting ready to go. I was dealing with, I'm picking some mangoes to take with to my club.
Okay.
So I said, I heard you speaking, but speak when you're spoken to, and to when you call. It seems as though there is that culture sometimes, even in the workplace.
Yes, yes.
And I am one of the opinion that every manager at whatever level, super school or public or private service, should do management courses.
Yes, yes.
And there's a particular concept, management by objective, MBO.
Mm-hmm.
Not MBG, not management by gossip.
But objective.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's my 5 cents.
I appreciate you.
I get a quick shower and I go and play my table tennis.
Get your steps in.
Yeah, I get my steps in by playing table tennis.
Awesome. Thank you. Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but I love what you said about credibility, because it's one thing to establish credibility. You do that through building a reputation. Mm-hmm. And reputation is built by what you consistently do.
Yes.
So when people know, okay, I could depend on you. Right. I know I could get this from you. And people also only want their work to speak for them.
Yes.
And that's not enough.
Okay.
So some people don't want to be seen, but they want to be noticed. The two don't go together.
No, because it has to coincide.
Exactly.
You can't be a boxer and don't want to be in the ring.
Right?
It don't work that way.
It doesn't work that way.
No.
And that's what a lot of people are like, oh, well, if I put myself out there, then I open up myself for criticism. I open up myself to
they criticizing you anyhow.
That's it. And then when they think that you're good crunching in the corner, then you're here wishing secretly that you were doing something else. Who's going to know that?
Who's going to know?
Nobody's going to know that. So once you've built the credibility, you have to demonstrate and communicate your value.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can't depend on your leader to say, oh, well, I think Kenny want a raise. I think Kenny want a promotion. I think she might be interested in that other role. No. About you?
No.
And thinking about your aspirations, it is for you to come forward. And to say is for you to demonstrate before you even get in the seat that I could do this.
And some of them don't even care to ask.
They don't.
They don't.
Because they think about other things. You know, so unless you have the type of leader who is also a developer, right? And John Maxwell has a great model on this.
Yes.
5 levels of leadership. I encourage anyone to just go and look at that framework.
I'll watch it on YouTube.
Yes, he has great YouTube videos on it. But he talks about moving through those levels of position leadership where you think because you have a title that makes you a leader.
It doesn't.
But he also talks about being a developer, grooming people, helping people to grow. Kind of multiplying, but not cloning yourself.
Exactly.
But making more leaders. That was something that the late Miles Monroe always used to say, that their mission at BFM was turning followers into leaders.
You have to be leaders, and you have to have investors. You have to have investors in your visibility. Now, Simone, when you speak about visibility, what do you have on tap? Because you say you have something on the 2nd of July. What is it? How do people get to it? Who all need to be in the space? Who need to be there?
Well, if anything that we talked about today resonated with you, are you shrinking back from really showing up in your authenticity and showing your value at work? You need to be in the room. That is what this masterclass is for.
Okay.
And so all month I've been talking about it on LinkedIn and all of the other social media platforms about visibility and how we should show up and show out. And it's not vanity and it's not showing off. It is being able to express to others. And like you said, to this specified audience, it's not throwing your weight around and showing off everybody. It should be strategic and intentional. If you need certain people to see what you have, then those are the people that you would target this particular behavior toward, right?
Okay.
And so you're the professional that needs to be in the room. You may be an entrepreneur and you may be uncomfortable talking about your products, talking about your service. even afraid to charge, right? All of these things affect your visibility. Mm-hmm. How some people, they don't want to share their flyer. I shame. I don't know what people could say. All these other things. Like, how? How are people going to support what you're doing if you don't put yourself out there?
You can't hide it under a bushel.
You cannot.
No.
You cannot. A light was not created to be hidden. Okay? So on the 2nd of July, we are going to have this masterclass at the Oasis Bar and Bistro. And we have an amazing slate of persons who will be there speaking and leading us through activities. We have Elizabeth Longley. She is an HR consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And she specializes actually in change management.
Liz was at the Ministry of Tourism when I was there as well.
That's right.
Liz, I probably was there maybe 4 or 5 years prior to Liz coming. Yes.
Yes, Liz is dynamic. She's a powerhouse. She exudes all of these things of confidence and still, you know, having that pleasant, approachable demeanor, very kind.
But tourism couldn't hold Liz, though.
Man, no place could hold Liz.
No place could hold Liz. Liz's mom taught me as a student. What? Sorority sister. We're not on the same line, but her mom is my sorority sister. But tourism was too small for Liz.
Yes.
Liz has an exuberant...
Yes.
Liz is like the ocean.
Yes.
She's like a ripple effect. I love her spirit. And she's a good Roman Catholic, I may add.
And she's a mom. She's sit down,
mm-hmm.
running her own business.
I see her in the schoolyard in the mornings.
Yeah, she's doing her thing. And so she will be in the room. We also have Keishla Knowles, who is the group vice president of human resources at Cable Bahamas.
Okay.
And another powerhouse woman who is holding a very important role in a strong organization. And I'm telling you, her mind, her confidence, everything. I mean, just being in that room, I think, is going to do so much for people there. And she's going to be talking, her and Liz will be talking about, from an HR perspective.
Right.
What is it that employers, hiring managers, leaders are looking for when it's promotion time or it's transfer time or whatever it is that's happening in our organizations? What is it that you need to exhibit?
Okay.
In order to get ahead. And of course, we have the illustrious, the dynamic, the fantabulous Kentika Delevoe.
Screaming.
MBA.
Screaming. Screaming out there in the street. Screaming.
And you are going to tell us all about how to bring that visibility beyond the desk.
Okay.
And so, into the wider organization, but also beyond the organization, and why having a presence outside your organization is equally as important.
Absolutely.
You know, and that is social media, but that's also in the community.
In the community.
In your organizations. You talked about being in Junkanoo, in church, and all these other organizations, your sorority and everything. We show what we are and who we are is what shows up wherever we go.
Absolutely.
So you can't be that one. You're shrinking back at work. You're shrinking back at church. You're shrinking back in the organizations. And you're sitting back thinking, I could do this. But why they keep putting these people forward who ain't making no sense? Because you ain't putting yourself up. Did you show up?
Did you say?
Okay.
You know, so let me read these text messages to you. It says, great show. You have a great lady on your show. Many persons over the years have been in leadership positions in our country, but have very little influence. Many persons are in leadership positions, but lead in an insecure way.
Yes.
When you think about how women lead in this country, they're not dynamic at all. They're actually very cruel girls with power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's true. Unfortunately. But I must say that my time at St. John's, I always credit Mrs. Arlene Nash Ferguson for being probably one of the best bosses that I've ever had.
That is good.
She really exemplified for me strong female leadership, but just leadership. But she exuded excellence. She demanded excellence, but she was always fair.
Mm-hmm.
She was always kind. You never felt beat over the head. You know, but you knew what her standards were and you lived up to those. She was able to let her hair down and socialize with her team. And that for me was a very good starting point for a first job. That was really my first job.
Well, that was my very good starting point is to not get sent to jail.
Jail.
Because had it not been for Ali, and I remember Mommy specifically saying, I don't care if you have detention. Go to school. And I must say, though, right, being in detention for the year, I was never hot. Because I was in air condition while everybody was in the heat.
That was your strategy.
I mean, the first day to the people's school, I get in trouble. My God, on today. But Arlene Nash Ferguson, she made it happen, and I think she's left her print on a multitude of us. I think I probably became a wordsmith because I had to read the dictionary for lunch.
I'm telling you.
So you get a vocabulary, you get a wider spectrum of how people see things, and she had an ability to harness the discipline and that wild spirit, not 100%, but a little bit.
But, you know.
Yeah, within reason.
And that's the emotional intelligence. It's all about self-management as well as self-awareness.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
So we are going to see you on July 2nd. What time?
July 2nd at 6 p.m. And okay. We will have refreshments. So if you come in from work and you're hungry, we'll have some light bites there.
What time does it start?
At 6 p.m. Okay. Until 8:30 p.m.
And where is it going to be?
At the Oasis Bar and Bistro on East Bay Street.
They have the best crab cakes.
Listen.
DeAsante Small. Senator DeAsante Small. Yes.
Chef Small.
Yes. And she's actually in the Divine Nine. She's an AKA.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta, but I will not begrudge her for that.
Yes,
you know, but I like her. She's good people.
Yeah, and I love supporting Bahamians and doing great things.
Yeah. When I got married, we had our wedding dinner for the bridal party.
Yes.
We had it right there in a nice, you know, secluded room.
Yes.
The food was good. Everything was really nice.
Very good.
Tony made sure we were organized. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
They have a nice setup. Husband and wife team. Yes. I love that for them.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that as well.
Power team.
Yes.
I love it.
I love to support that.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to see everybody next week, July 2nd. Is that a Tuesday? Or
that's
Wednesday?
A Thursday.
That's a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I will be 50 by then.
Hey!
I'll be 50 by then. Ladies and gents, you've been listening to Kenny's Corner here on Guardian Radio 96.9 Fresh News Smart Talk all day. For those of you within the sound of my voice, the next time I come to you, I will be half a century old.
Mighty God.
Mighty God on today. Oh, boy.
As Charlie would say, what a time in Dumfries Church.
What a time. What a time. So we are going to have ourselves a dandy this Tuesday. Remember, ladies and gents, none of us are going to get out of here alive. So grab that person, have some popcorn, have some cotton candy. Lay beside them tonight. Put your foot on that man. Let that man put his foot on you, honey. Get you some wine, some popcorn, and cuddle up. You've been listening to Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Hey boy, it's waiting there for you.